State, and now, one of the greatest financial powers in the world. He married a wife, the victim of this tragedy, and knew nothing about her save that she was, past her prime, which was unfortunate, as, the couple's two young children were superintended by, Miss Grace Dunbar, a governess of some attractiveness. Well, those are the players. And the setting is Thor Bridge, half a mile from the house. That's where the body was found.
Thank you. Found late at night, clad in her dinner dress, with a shawl over her shoulders and a bullet through her brain. Whew. Why suspect the governess?
Nasty. Shut up and get out of my way. Give me the lamp.
Sir? Now. Pistol, close range, one shot.
What's that in her hand?
Where?
Her left hand. Here.
No, I'll leave it, Bates.
No, I'm sure I can get it. There.
Oh, it's just a bit of paper.
Give it to me.
Oh, it's some sort of note.
Bates, give it to me, I said.
Come to Thor Bridge at 9 this evening. And it's signed, Grace Dunbar.
Was it her handwriting?
Oh, yes. Well, apparently, she doesn't deny it. The papers can be believed. What's more, she was seen at the bridge on the evening of the murder.
A reliable witness?
A passing local is the best description I've found.
Could be the village idiot. Or the village parson.
She has no alibi for any of the rest of that evening. She stayed in her bedroom and was seen by no one. And strongest of all... Yes. Strongest of all. Well...
Stop! This is intolerable! Sergeant!
Just stay quiet and let us go on with our work, miss.
If you'll tell me what you're looking for, I could save your men this effort.
Nothing in the cabinet, sir.
Or on the shelves.
Do the wardrobe,
sir.
My clothes are in that wardrobe, nothing else.
Do it.
You'll pay for this damage, Sergeant, I swear it.
Whatever you say, miss.
How dare you patronize me?
Sarge?
What you got, Jennings?
Here.
I've never seen that before.
Well, well. It's loaded, too. With 5 bullets. One's been fired.
Money is nothing.
I beg your pardon.
This woman is innocent and has to be cleared. Money is nothing. You can burn it if it'll light you to the truth. Name your figure.
My professional charges are on a fixed scale.
You don't vary them?
Only when I remit them all together.
Pah! Well, if dollars make no difference to you, think of the reputation. If you pull this off, every paper in England and America will be booming you.
Thank you, Mr. Gibson, but I don't believe I'm in need of booming. Watson.
Perhaps if we could just get down to the facts, Mr. Gibson.
Well, you'll find all the main ones in the press reports.
Can't you add anything that will help us?
I don't know that I can. But if you've any specific questions, then ask away.
There is just one point.
What is it?
What were the exact relations between you and Miss Dunbar?
I suppose you're within your rights in asking such a question.
We'll agree to suppose so.
Then I assure you that my relations were entirely those of an employer to a young lady on his staff. I only ever spoke to her, I only ever saw her when she was in the company of my children.
I'm a busy man, Mr. Gibson.
But
I haven't the time or the taste for aimless conversations. Good morning.
What the devil do you mean? Are you dismissing my case?
No, Mr. Gibson, I'm dismissing you. This matter is quite complicated enough without the added difficulty of false information.
Meaning that I'm lying?
Well, I was trying to put it as delicately as I could, but if you insist on the word, I won't contradict you.
You insufferable scoundrel. I ought to teach you a lesson.
Don't be noisy. It's too soon after breakfast.
You've done yourself no good this morning, Mr. Holmes. No man ever crossed me and was the better for it. I've broken stronger men than you.
So many have said so, and yet here I am. Any views?
A man used to getting his own way,
whatever obstacles may be in his path.
Do you think he'll come back?
He's sure to come back. He must come back.